member of the community had brought it to my attention that there were some plans afoot for this project. I thought I would just take it in and ask the question at a municipal council meeting. So a number of months ago, I asked the question, and I was given an answer, you know, by the executive at the council that they didn't have any knowledge of it. And at a recent meeting, I just raised a question again. I asked, did anybody have any knowledge of it? And I was told that Donegal County Council had written to the Department of Justice, asked them if they had such a project in mind or if they were working on such a project, and that they had received no answer from them. So I suppose basically, Donegal County Council have been kept in the cold, the county councillors have been kept in the cold, and I'm not aware of who was on the loop or who in Donegal knew about this.
Do you have issues with the idea itself, or is your main issue with the fact that the council hasn't been consulted and that you haven't been given any foreknowledge of it?
Donal, I suppose, first of all, and let me be out front about this, everybody needs a roof over their head. A lot of these people have that are coming, you know, as asylum seekers, have come from very difficult circumstances, and Irish people have had to emigrate over the years to all parts of the world, and I don't think anybody is in principle against people being resettled. But I think it's the way that it has been handled. For local representatives or TDs or RACTAS members, as far as I'm aware, nobody knew about it. And I would have a lot of concerns, you know, about the model, putting 350, up to 350 people into one building. I'm not aware of any green areas there. You'd have to ask the question about, you know, their welfare, the welfare for the people who would move there. Where do they go to school? How do they get to school? What about their healthcare? You know, like their healthcare issues. Are we going to be able to deal with it? What schools are they going to go to? There's just so many, you know, school transport. How do they get to school? Are we going to have a couple of hundred kids maybe walking on the Port Road in the morning trying to get through the roundabout at Tesco's, or, you know, crossing over trying to get out towards Ballyrain? So there's just a raft of issues, you know, that we would need to be able to sit down and discuss. And frankly, when I heard this last night, I've decided, you know, to ring the mayor and ask him maybe if we consider having a special meeting to see if we can find some information on what's happening.
And it's your view, obviously, that the Letterkenny Municipal District should be involved in the discussions on what's going to happen next. If this is a fait accompli, then there's going to have to be decisions taken at local level, and you believe you and your colleagues on council should be front and centre in that process?
I do, of course. You know, as we both say at the moment, the councillors in the Letterkenny municipal area are trying to formulate a new town development plan. And, you know, a development like this here, you know, would certainly play into a lot of the decisions that would be made. And, you know, to be kept out of the loop on it, I think it's absolutely wrong for the Department of Justice to, you know, to stonewall us, not to answer the letter that was sent by Donegal County Council. I think it actually beggars belief, you know, that anybody would try and treat the, you know, the Donegal County Council in that forum and in that respect. So there's a lot of questions to be answered, really, and you know, I think it would be very healthy if the people if the people locally were kept in the loop, and or had been put in the loop about what was happening. We've seen these direct provision centres around Ireland before, and there's been some serious problems in different towns, you know, where the same thing has happened.